paese no!
E no, paese no!
Supposed to do when they come into immigration.
How can you check them when you don't have them coming in?
Somebody arrives at immigration and they say they've no passport. They tell them to get back on the plane. Then they say we're claiming asylum and they take them in. That's the problem and that's what has to change. The fact that the government are coming out with contradictory statements every day, recognising everything that we've said since last November and for a long time before that, is correct and true. We have ministers coming out begging government departments to provide them with empty buildings. And when the people in Jumna challenged the government for using a school over the Christmas period, they were told, I said, that's on. They were only here for a week or two. We said that that was a trial run for what they're going to do in the summer. Come the end of May, when the secondary schools close, they will be putting people into those buildings, into classrooms. They have said they're going to do it. We are telling them they won't be doing it.
Yeah.
Every political party in this country is shifting its position to say that they are still calling us racist, they're still calling us unrepresentative. They're telling us to go and protest at the door. They're telling us to be nice. McDonald, in an interview yesterday, asked the government to be nice to us and to discuss these things with us. And to be, I can't remember what exact words she used, but it's a long back trip.
It's too late.
When we addressed Mary Lou McDonald last November, oh, she said that the government should treat us meaningfully. When we asked her last November to withdraw the comments and to sanction her councillors in Kerry and Dublin who had demonised the people of East Wall, she said she wouldn't. She said that they'd be spoken to. No.
Sarah.
We won. We won. Victory.
shouting your tail for
the fucker. Will you stop?
Never a guard in sight when you need them. Never a guard in sight when you need them. Five of them. Five of them here standing. For what? What's your purpose here today? What's the purpose here today?
I didn't see nobody directing any traffic up there.
Yeah, they're standing there, not directing traffic. Same as the TDs, don't give a shit about any of us.
Thank you.
Really get the whole crowd. Can't see a thing with the sun.
Because it's not, it's your daughters that are emigrating to Australia, and then we have people coming here to work in their hospitals. If we, all we have to do is build apartment blocks beside each hospital and give free accommodation to the nurses. What's wrong with that? That makes sense, doesn't it? The government don't care. They don't care. We need to vote them out. They're a bunch of...
To the back of this queue here. Step into that car. There's a tune for you there.
That's a story, all right. What's happening?
What's happening? 35, they're going to have to wait.
You're
going to have to wait, unfortunately.
Oh, no,
see what
happened
to
that
chap last night. And we're going on. The
some of these people are fucking animals, and no way, no, it's not safe for small or young women for it to be going around with these, because some of them are animals. A lot of them are all right, but some of them are animals.
If you look at the fact that they bring them in, and I know somebody that works in the social welfare, and they give them a lump sum of money. Well, this I know it happens with the Ukrainians anyway for a start, and then they give them a payment. Our under 25s. Are not entitled to anything over €100, and they're here, and if they're not working, they're supposed to live on €100, and then there's rents up to €250 to €300. They can't afford it. I know youngsters who are working that are trying their very best, but they're living at home with their parents and they can't get a start in life at all. So I mean, to bring people to say that it's not possible for that to happen for our youngsters, but it is possible to happen, to ship in people unvetted, undocumented, no passports, but yet they needed passports to get on the plane.
Sarah. Good, how are you, love? You can indeed. Good to see you, girl. It's massive.
It's official. Now I know the Kill Up protest was absolutely monstrous.
the fucking scumbags.
He's on his knees.
Get back.
I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist. Press. 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 You're pepper spraying. You're pepper spraying press. You're pepper spraying press. You're pepper spraying press.
People of Coolock say no to illegal migrants in the community. They don't want it. These people are just average people that walk and go to work every day. And all they're trying to do is stick up for the community. And the government need to start listening to them. Because they're just not. You know what I mean? So Coolock says no. It's as simple as that. It's unbelievable. Look at them, they're even slowing down for the elderly people. Oh, brilliant.
Shook my hand.
Sorry, take that back, came around and killed her.
She shook my hand. And introducing me.
Thank you. Look.
Thank you.
Good man.
Don't tell us to turn around.